Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow. The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
All right, before we turn Navidauskas loose with some information here, I do, this is not a bluegill, but look at that tiger trout I posted a picture of a couple of weeks ago. And
that's pretty amazing.
Navi was on the road, didn't get a chance to
do curls with it.
Yeah, if you get the chance, Navi, go on Facebook on our page and take a look at that tiger trout. It is really, that's a beautiful fish. 32-inch tiger caught and released at Schofield Reservoir December 9th, and it's a new catch and release record for the state of Utah. Also want to remind everybody before you jump in here that on our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio, there's some pictures on there from the Division of Wildlife. They just finished up some of their spring netting surveys at a couple of places, Minersville and Newcastle Reservoirs, and they've posted pictures of some of the fish that they caught at both of those places in the nets and are really encouraged by what they're finding, both with trout and also with some wipers, I think it is the other one, and some catfish. So take a look at those pictures. It's fun. All right, where are you going with fish bites this week?
Well, I was thinking, you know, when you said to do some fish bites, so I started putting together something. I was trying to think of what's happening, what's coming up, what's on the horizon. And the thing that I thought of first was the wipers that are going to be happening at Willard. And so everybody asked me, you know, how do you fish differently with every fish is a different technique. But one of the most important things that people don't understand that I want to really illuminate right now is the set. Set is arguably the most important thing. If you can get them to take it, but you can't hook them, it's just a problem. So the set is so different with your techniques, not just the, you know, the tackle, but how to set the fish, and particularly with bass. Around here, we're just learning how to catch bass on a fly rod, for example. You know, when you're catching them, when you're catching a bass with the Bassmaster way, you know, the top water, whatever, crankbaits and stuff, man, you just lower your rod and you just pull it up like you're ready to chop a tree down like wood, you know, hit it hard. But that's the big treble hooks that are hooking those fish. That's not what's going to happen with just a single bend hook. So I've listed five setting techniques, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start with the nymphing one, because that's mostly what we do in Utah's fish trout. And what people don't understand when they set the hook, I go set, and then they just yank it. It's very critical how you do it. And with a set in a nymph style, you're going to set down river. And I know it's with the wrist. The wrist causes the action, but what sets the hook is the bend in the rod. So if I can make it very concise, I would say, throw a bend in the rod, literally like when you're trying to make a loop go down a hose, you know, in the garden when you're trying to move it. Same thing, but with your rod. But downriver, don't pull your wrist hard. Don't raise it up. Throw a bend in your rod and let the wave, the little flip of the rod set the hook. And that's ideal. You're going to catch a lot more fish if you just let the rod set them, not your arm. Wrist starts the motion, but the bend goes down the rod, and that's what hooks them. However, here's the rub of today's fish bites is bass. Okay, so bass don't eat fly. They don't eat. They suck them in. What they do is they approach some sort of, you know, quarry, some whatever they're going to eat, and they just suck in all the water literally around it. So if you got a minnow or something, they come up to it and go, just breathe it in, and the whole, they bring in the water and the animal, whatever it is they're eating. It could be crawdad, could be, like I say, a minnow. They just suck the water around in there. So you don't detect a strike like you would with trout. Trout kind of close their mouth right on it, and that's when you feel that bump. Bass don't do that, so it feels differently. What it feels like when you're like at Willard and you're stripping, or a pow, all of a sudden your line gets heavy. You feel a heaviness. And because you can't detect that bass sucking in the water. So when you feel that heaviness, I want you to strip with your hand. Don't move the rod. Keep aiming the rod down at the water towards the fish. But with your left hand or right hand, if you're a lefty, you yank the line. And then that'll put the hook and the barb into the side of the fish, but down it. when you bring in those wipers, your fly is deep in that mouth. You got to go way down in there to pull it out. And it's like so far in there, you didn't even know that that fish has brought it so far. But what they did is literally inhaled the water around it. Okay. Mm. Now, a dry fly set, everybody knows how to dry fly set. You know, you just put your rod up in the air. Everybody's got that. That's not a big deal. Raise your rod, I say. Don't put a flip in it. The fish is going to come to the surface, grab the morsel of whatever, and try to dive back to the bottom, and essentially they hook themselves.
I think what you're yelling at that point is, smell your armpit. Smell your armpit.
Well, that's when you're reeling them in, but correct. Now, a gulper set. Now, a gulper is a phenomenon when you're fishing in a lake with a dry. It's heavily done at, Hebkin. But you just let the fly sit on the surface and the fish cruise along and they gulp dead bugs that have collected on the surface, right? A gulp is kind of a reverse nymph set. You send that bump, you flip your rod up and it sends that loop down the line and then hooks the fish without pulling it out of the mouth. Again, it's done with the rod. It's like watching that loop in your garden hose go clear to the end. That's how you set a gulper. And then a downriver set, which if you're fishing a streamer, we don't let our flies go downriver. We fish above us. People don't know this, fly fishing is upriver. But you can go downriver with streamers. And what you have to do is do the same thing, but side to side. Don't pull it up. Set it to this bank or that bank. Lay your rod sideways and flip it left or flip it right. Otherwise, you'll pull that hook right out of the fish's mouth because he's downriver from you.
All right. All right. We'll look forward next week to that completed top 25 list of yours, first of all. Secondly, if we can, I'd like for you to talk about, because we just got news this week from the Department of Natural Resources that they're doing some early release of water from our higher elevation reservoirs to try and make room for the runoff that's coming. So runoff might actually feel like it's coming a little bit earlier this year for some fishermen in our rivers. So
just 24 hours. Those releases are happening now that I've already seen them happen. They let a little bit out and a little bit out periodically to try to stay ahead of the runoff.
All right. Okay. Hang on. We're going to take another break. We're talking snakes after the top of the hour with a herpetology coordinator. That's quite a mouthful.
Herpetology.
Hour number two of the program coming up. Don't go away.